Welcome to 2021 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
The president will participate in the virtual leader summit on climate. I wanted to just outline a little bit on that, which I know is of great interest to many of you.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki explains the virtual leader summit on climate, which President Biden hosts later this week, will gather 40 world leaders to strategize how to reduce emissions in the next decade. Before the summit, the Biden administration is expected to announce a new 2030 emissions target as part of its contribution to the Paris Climate Agreement. While former President Donald Trump left the Paris Climate Agreement, Biden re-entered it on his first day in office. Speaking of former presidents, George W. Bush is out with a new book of paintings on Tuesday, titled Out of Many, One, Portraits of America's Immigrants. He told CBS Sunday Morning he wished there was a more respectful tone on immigration, and not passing immigration reform was one of his biggest disappointments as president. Here, Bush addresses the public in 2007, after a bill failed to reach the Senate that would have increased pathways to citizenship for immigrants without documentation.
Legal immigration is one of the top concerns of the American people, and Congress's failure to act on it is a disappointment.
However, fundraising surged for Republican lawmakers who supported January 6th efforts to overturn the election in Trump's favor, according to the New York Times. Republican Senators Josh Hawley of Missouri and Ted Cruz of Texas each raised more than $3 million in campaign donations in the first quarter. And Republican Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene of Georgia raised $3.2 million. But Greene is canceling the planned launch of her America First Caucus after much GOP opposition. A draft flyer promoting the caucus called for a, quote, common respect for uniquely Anglo-Saxon political traditions, end quote, and promoted conspiracy theories about election integrity. The 19-year-old man who police say fatally shot 8 people at a FedEx facility in Indianapolis Thursday night used what police called semi-automatic assault rifles. Laura Cataletta, managing director of the Giffords Law Center to Prevent Gun Violence, says the state could do much more to prevent gun violence. Her organization keeps track of gun legislation passed in each state and ranks states on an annual scorecard.
Indiana, every year, has not fared well in our scorecard. And the reason for that is because it really has very few laws on the books to curb gun violence.
Indiana got a D in Giffords latest ranking. The state currently has no law regulating military-grade assault weapons. While Indiana has a red flag law, where judges can bar people from having a firearm if they present a dangerous risk, the law did not prevent the FedEx shooting. In March 2020, the shooter's mother called the cops to get them to take away his gun because she worried about his mental state. While the police kept the gun, it is unclear if his case ever made it to a judge. Nadia Ramlagan contributed reporting. For Pacifica Network and Public News Service, I'm Laura Ross Bartellum. Thanks for listening.